Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world.
To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button.
Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hi, and welcome everyone. Yes, you are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show right here in Blog Talk Radio on Mike Spirit FM. You can also listen to us, or if you are listening to us, via the website of www.mikedavismedium.co.uk. You can either be listening to us just through Facebook, which is Mike Davis Medium Facebook.com. There's several ways that you can listen, and there's several ways you can get hold of today's show. The easiest way to get hold of the show, it's simple. Dial in from your telephone keypad, and it's 760-283-4611. If you are outside the USA, then there's no need to panic. You can still call in through your keypad. It's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you want to call for free and you are outside the USA or UK and you are anywhere in the world, it doesn't matter whether you're in Germany, Japan, Italy, you get the drift, anywhere in the world, then use the Skype. So you simply go to the website of www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And right at the top of the show page there, you will see our Skype button. Simply press it. And incidentally, you will go there if you want to go into our chat room, which our producer hasn't opened up the chat room yet. And oh, look at the panic on his face. What do I do? Oh, I open up chat. That's it. And you know, no, you go down a little bit more into moderated chat. Click that button, and then you press launch chat here. Richard. Oh, Anne, what is he like, isn't it? Did you see the disappointment, the shock of horror on his face when I said he hasn't opened it? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the chat room is now open because our producer has now opened it. Thank you very much, Richard. Well, today is a special day here, particularly in the UK, and I know many other places. So I'm going to leave the next 5 or 10 minutes here to our producer, to Richard, because I know that he wants to say a few words, because he's a little older than me. Shh, don't say I said that. But, you know, he wants to say a few words about the special day. So, Richard, it's over to you.
Well, good evening or good day to you, wherever you are in the world. Obviously, today has a special significance around the world. It's the Remembrance Sunday, although it's not the 11th of the 11th yet. It's held on the nearest Sunday to that date, and it's the anniversary, the 100th anniversary this year, of the start of the hostilities of World War One, which, as I'm sure you'll see from the media and the programs on the television, was probably one of the worst conflicts that's ever taken place in the world of history, of warfare history. Today, all over the UK, and I'm sure in other places around the world, thousands and thousands of people have gathered to remember the tragic loss and the waste of all those thousands and thousands of lives that were lost throughout the world, from the US, America, Australia, Canada, Germany, France, Belgium, wherever. There were people, and unfortunately, obviously, there are people still fighting around the world. I really wish from my own heart that they would stop, because it doesn't get us anywhere, only a tragic loss of life. We have a little bit of music that we'll play shortly, which is something that was actually written during the First World War, and it was a bit of a commemoration of the Americans coming in to help us out as our allies try and cease these hostilities as quickly as possible. It did drag on for 4 years, and it was a horrible, horrendous, bloody battle. Hopefully things will improve over the periods of time in front of us, and hopefully they will cease very quickly. Maybe some of you actually were related to people that were lost in the hostilities then, and more recently in some of the nearer places around the world, the warmer places around the world. And maybe we'll get some messages come through from them. I really hope we do. It would be very nice to pick up some messages from people that were lost in these hostilities, and it will bring back some memories for people. I don't think there's a great deal more I can say about it, really. It's just I think that we need to remember all of those people who've lost their lives over the hundreds of years, and say that since 1914, obviously, it's affected more of the of ourselves. And I'm sure a lot of us will have had relatives that were lost in those battles, and again, more recently in the conflicts in Iran and Iraq rather, and Afghanistan, etc. So I'll pass you back over to Mike and say hopefully now we'll have a bit of music shortly that will bring some of that back to us all. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you there, Richard, for that those wonderful words. And, you know, it is so true. People did, you know, fought for our rights and, you know, fought no battles. But, you know, I think as well that, you know, the past people that did that and paved the way for us. But, you know, we have still have lots of war that goes on in our world today, you know. So I think it's the Remembrance Day is now for the past and present soldiers, not just here in the UK, but all over the world, you know. And all that I can pray for is that peace will come to man, and, you know, that we all be able to live in this world a much happier place. So let's play that music, Richard, and let's hope people enjoy. Okay, welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening.
Feeling heavy-headed?
Mike Ooh. Davis. Medium.
That's probably a head cold.
Bear with us one second.
Yes, a head cold.
No, we haven't got a head cold in Mike Spirit FM. We certainly haven't. Richard. Okay, let's go back there, Richard. Right where you are, because we need to let people know. Yes, you can get hold of today's show. We have got an amazing show lined up. We are waiting for my guest to come on. I don't want to let any secrets out. We have a special guest coming on here today. And when he does come on, we need to first of all, wish him happy birthday, because it's his birthday today. So all singing and dancing, fireworks and everything else that's going on, because he is a very important person. He is no stranger to Mike Spirit FM. And I'm not going to say any more, because when he comes on, people will recognize who this gentleman is. And as I said, he's no stranger. Let's not go there. Because otherwise I'll get I'll get to tell everybody who he is before he comes on. I'm really excited to bring my guest on today. Just waiting for him to... Actually, I think I'm waiting for him to wake up because I think he's still in bed. I know that you might be thinking that if you are in the USA in bed, it's either 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. But he's actually in Australia. So it is early hours in the morning for this gentleman. So, you know, fear not, he will be here at some point. I hope it's not at the end of the show. Can you imagine? That would be devastating, wouldn't it? You know, I want to start off the show today by thanking everybody that came last night to the event that we put on, the Mike Spirit FM event up in Little Mill. Very successful. I think everybody that was there that had communications had a very good communication. I think that everybody enjoyed. And, you know, those that worked alongside me, including you two, Anne and Richard, my PAs, which is Sarah and Nicola, my sister came along as well and their partner. I want to thank each and every one of you individually for being a part of the event and making it successful as you did. So thank you very much, guys. It's nice to know that we're able to do this with each other, isn't it? You know, because collectively together, that's what we can do. Well, Anne, you were here, so you just, well, come up this side of me a minute until our special guests come on. What are you laughing for? Come on, get over here. Bring a chair around now. You don't have to stand up all night. You really don't until this guest comes on, because he is a very special guest. So let's ask our producer to turn your microphone up. Well, you know you need to come a bit closer to the mic. I can start singing. Okay, let's not go there.
Right.
Okay. Okay, you on?
Yeah.
Well, come a bit closer then.
Oh, goodness sake.
Okay, not that close. And whoa, geez, now. Slow down. not in front of Richard, I've told you before.
I know.
Okay. Well, Anne, whilst you're here, good evening, hi.
Hi. And thank you for last night. It was a very enjoyable show.
I asked you to come in. I want two sugars in my tea.
No problem.
Thank you. No, as I said, I know that you and Richard have been working tirelessly hard throughout the last few weeks, maybe a few months, putting this show together and advertising, doing as much as you did. And you know, it doesn't go without being noticed. It really doesn't. Thank you dearly for that.
That's what friends are for.
Well, absolutely. You know, and who knows where it'll take us, isn't it? Who knows?
Well, hopefully it's helping other people, like you said. The main priority that we all have working together, each one of us that turned up there last night, was not what we could do for you, but what we could do for other people by getting you out there.
Absolutely.
And you were absolutely wonderful. The audience came up to me and Richard and said, my goodness, he couldn't believe it. They were laughing, they were crying, they were slightly swearing at, oh my goodness, you know, what's he actually going to come out with? Because they were so astounded with the messages you gave. And even though I get to see you and listen to you work and see you on stage, last night, I got to be quite honest, you were good.
Well, thank you very much for that, Anne, because, you know, you haven't shut me up, but almost. You know, because every time I work for the Spirit, Anne, you know, I've said to you countless times, you know, for me it's like a brand new exercise every single time.
Yeah.
It's something that I adore, something I've been very passionate about for the last 24 years. I've been fortunate enough to work in other countries. And, you know, this time next week will be my last show again.
Yeah.
Because I will be flying out to Norway.
Abandoning us.
I know. Don't worry, Rich. I've got a lift, so you're all right. you know, so it's
thank you for that.
You know, it's something that I'm thoroughly enjoying. And actually, next week, we do have Brechta from Norway on. She's going to be with us, doing the show with us, and enjoying. You know, the last few hours of me here in the UK until I go out to Norway. You know, I'm looking forward to going to Norway. I really am. It's going to be
It's colder than the US, I think.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping there might even be snow on the ground.
Well, as long as you leave it there, not bring it home.
Oh, I don't know. I like the snow. I would like to make snow angels.
Mm.
Makes me feel good. You know, a snow angel, can you imagine me as a little angel?
No.
I tell you what, why don't we go into the call list? Because I'm sure people are fed up of listening to me going on about snow angels and everything else. So let's go to, I know that we did get the chance to screen this one. Oh, no, who have we got there, Rich?
Amber from Massachusetts.
Hi, good evening, Amanda. How are you?
Amber.
Oh, Amber. Hi, Amber. And okay, so we know you're from the Massachusetts area, and welcome here to Mike Spirit FM. And can I ask you the reason that you was that you called in for?
I was hoping that one of my friends was stepping forward. It's the anniversary of his death.
Okay, I completely missed that. He was hoping that one of your friends would step forward because it's the anniversary of his death today. Okay, bless. Okay, then I'll do my very best here, Amber, to bring a communication in there for you. And, you know, even though that we cannot guarantee or command the demand of the spirit world, but I will do my very best to allow whoever to come through to bring you evidence of life beyond the death of this physical body. And am I right in saying to you that, see, because I am aware of a gentleman that comes into my awareness.
Yes.
Okay, bear with me a minute. Okay, there is a gentleman that steps into my awareness. I know that when he was here with us, that he makes me feel that you know, I feel as if I want to be thrown around. So I know that this gentleman would have either passed. I feel as if I was hit by something, or I was traveling and something that was moving very fast, that I know that my body was escalated and thrown around. So I know I've got a gentleman that would have passed through some kind of accident of when he was here with us. I know that he makes me feel that, you know, his passing was very sudden. And in fact, I don't feel he's all that old. I feel maybe around my early to mid-40s, I feel. And in fact, I feel like 43 when he passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand of a gentleman like this there for me, Amber, that's in the spirit world like this?
The age, but he was very mature for his age.
Okay. And would I be right in saying to you that this would be the one that you would want to come through?
Yes.
Okay, see, because I know that I'm saying to them, come on, let's bring this lady something that she needs and what she wants. I'm being told about my body being thrown around the place, and I feel that my life has ended very quick. And would I be right in saying to you that there's still lots of emotion that's tied with this gentleman, is that right?
Oh, most definitely.
Because I'm being made aware of the tears that's been shed of late, okay? Because I know that I'm aware that this tears is rolling down my face in a minute, and you know, I'm good job that we're on radio, not on TV at the moment, because I know I'm aware of tears that's rolling down my face, and I feel that these tears is what you have been shedding of late because of his passing. Do you understand of this?
Yes. The reason I'm calling is for his sister.
Okay. Okay. You know, if I said that to you that we need to pass on his love, okay, so if you are calling for his sister, then pass his love on to his sister, because I know that his sister is still taking it very hard. Is that right?
Correct.
And, you know, it's almost as if I want to say about not forgiving myself for something or for some reason. Would you understand why his sister is not forgiving herself for some reason? Do you understand why I would say that, did you?
I do.
Because I know that I want to say that to you, you know, that he holds no malice and no blame to anyone, but he just wants to wish everyone well. And you know, it's, I feel as if I need to say to you, it's more than just because this is his anniversary today. It's more than this, the last few days has been important as well. Would you understand of this, Amber?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because he makes me aware that, see as he comes in for yourself as well there, I believe I want to say that yourself that you need to start looking forward in your life at the minute, because, you know, it's your confidence needs to start growing at the minute. Do you understand of this?
I do.
See, because I know that your confidence has been, like, kind of knocked straight out of you, and you're feeling quite depleted, quite downward inside yourself. Do you understand of this?
I do.
Now, I know that I want to talk to you as well about... There's something about either a job situation or there's, like, you've been sending your resume off somewhere, because I feel that there's something to do about you need to kind of, like, put your and I don't mean this wrong, put your brain in action and start writing your resume out at the minute. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I definitely want to do this.
Now, I know that I want to say that to you that, you know, if you... Keep your confidence up, because you've already had one interview already, is that right?
No.
Okay, well, I feel the second interview is going to be the better one for you, okay? So whether it's like I don't know whether it's a second job or just a second interview or something. I don't know, but the second interview is going to be better for you. Okay, so remember that what he's come forward to say. Know that he has been here. He talks to me about that she needs to start pulling his sister. She needs to start pulling her life back together. Would I be right in saying to you that his sister's life seems to be, and I don't mean it to come wrong, but like kind of falling apart at the moment? Do you understand of this?
I do. She's actually listening.
Okay, bless her. Okay, because if see, I don't know if she wants to come on and speak to me. I don't know, but I feel that my life is starting to fall apart. He just wants me to say that to you about rebuilding your life, rebuilding what was once there. And I feel that I need to talk to you about let's start off from the bottom and work our way back up, because I know that it's been one thing after another. It's been like a snowball effect. That things have gone wrong. So is that right with his sister there, Amber? Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Okay. Now, is his sister there with you?
She's not. She's actually called on listening with my sister at her house.
Okay, bless. That's okay. Well, maybe that you can chat to her and make sure that she listened to today's show. Or if not, you know how to get a copy of today's show, because she just makes me, he makes me aware to say that, you know, he loves Adili. He loves everyone that was there with him. And he will always love those that's closest to him. So know that, he wasn't the kind of man that would send out love to anyone. You know, he wouldn't catch all of you and say, I love you. I don't feel that's the kind of words that he would use very often. But, you know, that's what I want to say to you at the moment. I love you, and I want to care for you, and I want to be around you. So know that, as even we speak, that he is working hard with his sister to rebuild her life, to get her to where she needs to be. And you know, it's nice to know that he knows about you as well, because, you know, it's your voice I've connected to. It's your voice. It's your vibration that I'm with there, okay? But remember, the second interview is more important than the first one there to you. Do you understand of this?
I haven't applied for any interviews, but I kind of think I understand it.
Okay, well, once you start applying for these jobs, the second interview is going to be the important one, okay? Remember I've said it there to you, Amber, okay? And remember, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives, and I hope that his sister's listened to this, because, you know, he just wants to express his love and tell her not to be guilty. He wants to take all guilt away. It's nobody's fault. And I believe I just need to say there to you that it was my time to go. And never mind which way that he went, it was just his time to go. So please download the copy if she hasn't listened to it. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
All right. Thank you, hon.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day now. Bye. Okay, let's go straight back into the phone lines there, Richard. The next one, I believe it's 951. Hi, welcome, 951. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, it's Rose.
Hi, Rose, and where are you calling from there?
California.
Perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for, Rose?
Messages from my loved one regarding relationships. I'm not in one currently. Just want to know what's coming up.
Okay, then I can surely connect to the spirit world, and we'll see what they have to say there, Rose, and see where we go. And is that okay for you?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Rose, let me make this connection to you, because I know I do have someone here with me, and this is a gentleman that wants to bring his love forward. This gentleman makes me feel that when he was with us, that he carried some roots with him before he passed on to the spirit world. I know that he makes me aware that when he was with us, that it was the heart that took him over to the world of light in the end, because he makes me aware he suffered with many illnesses, but it was the heart that actually took him over to the spirit world at the end of his life here. He also wants me to talk to you here about the people that he left behind, those that would have cared for him, because he makes me aware that there would have been plenty of people that would have cared for him. He does make me aware of linking to your father's side of your family. So now I want to go to your father's side. And I believe in some way that if this is not your father, then it would be someone like a grandfather, because I know he's a closely linked kind of a man there to you. Do you understand who he is there, Rose?
My dad is still here. My grandfather's still here. My dad's dad, and maybe his father, maybe my great grandfather.
Okay. Now, can you ask your father or your grandfather about how your great grandfather looked?
Yeah, I can definitely ask.
Okay, then please do so, because sometimes, see, our best evidence comes when we do a bit of research in ourselves. And I know that he wants me to say that he settled his vibration there with you. Now, I know that the question you asked me was about love and about relationship, and because you're not in one. I don't know how old you are, Rose, but I feel as if I want to say to you, you know, you've got such a long way in front of you to go just yet. So you must be quite young then, Rose, is that right? Okay, so you're still young then, aren't you? Okay, you've got a long way to go yet, okay? You know, wait until you get to my age. I'm touching 40. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm touching it. You know, the closest age you can get to it. But I know that I want to say to you that certainly that this gentleman has come around your life because he wants me to say to you that in regards of love relationship, is a long way to go yet, okay? Now, what I'd be right in saying that you, Rose, that you've been concentrating on yourself up until now, so maybe a career, maybe your work or something has kind of been so important to you. You've been kind of focused and on that, is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
See, because I know that I'm aware that as you're focusing on what's around you, okay, he wants me to say that you that the more that you've been doing this, the closer he's been around you, okay, and I know that I want to say that you, no matter what, that he will always walk this path of there with you. See, I know that you're looking for like a time scale, aren't you, for how long that we have until we find love. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, that would help.
Okay. You know, I believe, see, I'm not the one who's going to predict, because I can't predict your future, but, you know, for some reason, the number five comes important to me, like five, and I feel like 5 months is going to be important. I'm not saying that you're not going to meet the man that you're going to spend your life with until 5 months' time. I don't know, but I feel 5 months, then you will know that you're going to meet and be quite settled with someone within 5 months then, okay? So remember I'm saying that you, Rose, because I know it's important, the next 5 months of your life. Why would I feel that there's a restriction around you at the moment? Do you feel as if, like there is a little restriction in your life at the moment?
It's been very quiet in that respect.
Okay, bless, okay, because I know that there's a restriction, and I know what I would need to say that you on this restriction is, you know, that it's, I don't mean this to be disrespectful, but you kind of put your own restrictions in front of yourself, don't you? You kind of like don't give yourself enough break for what you do. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I don't give myself enough time to relax and do fun things for myself.
Okay. Well, you know, let's give ourselves a little bit of a heads up there. Let's give ourselves a little bit of a easing up on yourself, because I feel it's needed so much, okay? So let's ease up on yourself a little bit. Let's be a bit more sympathetic with yourself, okay? And you know, there's something about enjoying yourself as well. Would you understand you need to start enjoying yourself? I don't mean to say we need to start going out more or anything. I don't know, but we need to start enjoying ourselves a little more now. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do. Take myself okay.
Perfect. Well, know that this gentleman is around you, okay? I don't want to just leave you with someone that you're not sure of. See, I want somebody else to come in that you kind of know. And let's talk to you about someone on your mother's side that I'm aware of. And, you know, within your mother's side of the family, I know I would find a lady there that would have passed home to the spirit world very quickly. I know that she suffered for some time, but, you know, her passing was so quick towards the end of her life there, because I feel that, you know, she was expected to stay here a little bit longer than what she actually did. Now, she makes me aware that she's a nice age of when she passed. Now, whatever a nice age is, I don't know, but she's a nice age of when she passed home to the spirit world. Let me talk to you about something, maybe around my early 80s, I feel 82, maybe 83, of when I passed home to the spirit world, they're blessed. Do you understand of a lady in your mum's side that would have been like around 82, 83 when she passed? This lady would have needed lots of people that would have cared for her and that would have done lots of things for her before she left this physical life. Do you understand of a lady in your mum's side like this then?
She was 40-something, and she did require a lot of care. But maybe her stepmother was more aligned to what you're talking about.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you understand who they are, see, that's all that's important. Because I know that she comes through on this vibration of I want to be around you. And I feel that, you know, in her character-wise, that she would have been the kind of person that would have always pushed for you to do at your best. Not just you, but everyone around her. So I know that she wants me to push you forward to do the best that you possibly can in your vibrational life, okay? See, she tells me that you're quite well-educated. Do you understand that you're quite well-educated there, Rose?
Yes, I'm about to go on to higher education, 4-year university.
Perfect. See, because she talks to me about being quite well-educated. And that's fine. See, again, it's just her way of saying, look, you know, she knows you. She's been around your life. She understands of who you are, where you are, and everything else. So please take her love. And remember, you know, you can always download a copy of this reading to remember the gentleman in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. God bless.
Okay, thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Richard. Okay, thank you. Bye. You need to press that button there, Richard. Thank you very much. Okay, now we're going to go to a short music break. You know, Richard is in training, he's doing very well. But first, before we do that, let's go back to that chat room a minute there, Richard, because I know you quickly glanced me, because, you know, it said in the Blue Mooner, you said it's got to be Jonathan, and we've typed no. Even though that Jonathan is a very special guest at Mike Spirit FM, and he is a regular feature, this guy is I can't say he's more special than Jonathan, because Jonathan is absolutely second to none. You know, he's fantastic, and he really is. But Jonathan will be back on Mike Spirit FM really, really soon. So I'm glad to see that he's left an impression on people. I really am. But it's not Jonathan Brown. It's somebody else. Let us know in the chat room. Let us know via Facebook who you think that the special guest is that's coming on, that's going to be making a very, very important appearance. And it's his birthday today. I did give a little bit of a clue saying where he was from earlier on, Richard, but I'm not going to give any more clues than that because I know he's still sleeping. The Zeds are still coming out, and I hope that he wakes up before...
I can't wait to fly. I feel that. Hello, Mike. I think I might have just been your saviour there. Yes, I believe we are live. Well, what a surprise we've actually been then. No, I haven't. Hello, Richard. And to who, sorry? Hello, Anne. I'm very well, thank you. I'm just, I think I've got I should get a free wall built by Mike for me as a token of his gratitude for getting him back on the show. That is correct. I am, I'm 32 again. Shit. No, my birthday clock stopped at 32 quite a few years ago. That's true. Because I mean, a year ago, it was October 2013. I got rather serious illness, which sort of rendered me in hospital for 12 weeks, and I've really only just got myself back on my feet. So I think the last time I was on the show, Mike, was with you, was probably back in about September 2013. Well, that's right. My beautiful wife, Chris, wants Fatty Matty back. Yeah, that's right, yeah. I mean, I lost, 40 kilograms in the Aussie term, which is probably, what about, for us, 4 stone, isn't it? 3 or 4 stone. Yeah. I certainly have. I've got my own show, the Matty James Medium. I used to call it the Matty James Medium Hour, or Conversations with Spirit for any old listeners that I have here. I mean, when I mean old, I don't mean old in age. My apologies. I mean old listeners, people who know me here on Mike Spirit. I had the Conversations with Spirit and the Matty James Medium Hour. It's now the Matty James Medium Show. I've got one tomorrow night, which is Australian Eastern Standard Time, from 6:30 until 8 p.m. And I've got two fantastic guests here in Australia, Medium Reem Barracks, and I also have Maria Alita, who is a miracle coach. Now, the big news is that on Friday the 14th, which is a week on Friday, I believe it's Pacific Standard Time, of 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I have Hollywood actor, author, and spiritual pathfinder Rick Mora, who's a star of Twilight, coming on the show, and we will be talking about shamanism, about his book, which is known as the Codex of Awakening. We're going to be discussing power animals and spirituality and a whole host of other things. So anyone out there who really wants to listen to a show with a bit of panache, you really need to listen to the Matty James Medium Hour over the next couple of weeks. Well, it's 8:05 in the morning on a Monday morning on the 10th of November here in Australia, in Canberra. That's correct, which is 6:30 to 8 p.m. Canberra time. Oh, my. I think it's 3:30 Michigan time, Mike. I think it's 3:30 a.m. 3:30 a.m. Yeah, it starts at 3:30 a.m. Thank you for that, Mike. Yeah, I do. I mean, it's my passion, and I mean, it's my job. It's I've got the perfect job. I've got the perfect friends. I've got friends that you can see and friends that you can't see, which is an absolute bonus, really. Yeah, I mean, I can hear you absolutely perfectly, obviously, because you're on the host link with me. But obviously, I mean, you told me, obviously, you've had a little bit of a crash out with your internet over in the UK, which is generally what happens with me. It's funny where we've had a role reversal. It's normally me that has the internet problems. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Okay, yeah, let Richard do his bit. That's what he's getting paid for, isn't it? Yes. Hello, caller 561. Can we have your first name, please? Hello, 561. Are you there?
Yes, this is Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Wow. And what's your time zone at the moment, Sarah?
Right now it's a little bit after 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow. So we really have got a mix of time zones. We've got Mike that's 9 o'clock at night. We've got me at 8 o'clock in the morning. We've got you at 4 p.m. Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. I shall do that, Mike. So I'll multitask. Okay, I'll call you back in about 10 minutes, Mike. Okay, sorry about that, Sarah. Sorry for the confusion there. We've had technical difficulties, so it proves to everyone it's live radio. Have you got a particular question for me, or is a particular subject you want to talk about? You're on air, so it's your little slot here, Sarah. So what do you want from me?
Well, I don't know. What do you see for me coming to business and things?
What I want to actually say is that the very first indication I have is I've clearly got a grandfather. I clearly want to go on dad's side. I'm not sure yet if I've got father or not, but don't give me any information there. But it's talking about, have you got to take your music to another dimension, or are you taking your job to another dimension? I don't mean literally that you're going to time travel, but it's about taking it to the next stage or the next level. This is something about self-employment, or you hear things, or you see things crystal clear. Now that's the download that I've had, Sarah. I want to pick the bits out of that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, the bits make absolute sense to me. Yes, thank you.
So the crystal clear and the other dimension, what does that refer to, please? It almost looks like we've got writing, or we've got something artistic with you.
You do. You have several arenas of artistic ways. I write music. I write lyrics, and I do have my own business. So there's a very creative side to my business, which is different than my music.
Okay, so taking the diamond, which the music or your business, or is it, I mean, I'm completely unsure at the minute, because like you feel unsure which and what to do next.
Well, it's a little bit of everything, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's how I feel at the minute. It's which direction do I take now? I've got myself to this point, and the way I'm seeing it is literally the balls of wool when the cat, a little kitten, has played with them, and they're all completely mixed up. So I'm getting this clairvoyant image of trying to unravel everything, make sense, and then move forward with something in a particular order when it's impossible to take it in a particular order. You've got to be synchronistic here.
And how does one do that?
Right. Now, I want to confirm, first of all, it is your dad's dad, your grandfather, that's passed over, yes?
Dad's father is in spirit, but never knew him.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be able to give you any evidence.
I can't work with that gentleman because you don't know him. But how about the father vibration? I'm completely unsure of whether your dad is over or is with us, but he is around you. That's the words that that's all I've got from this grandfather.
Right. Well, my father would be on the other side with his father. He is in spirit.
Right. So he has passed. I mean, I'm completely honest when I work. Unless I've got a father saying, I'm here, I don't know whether they're over there or not. But with his father and saying, he's around you, I mean, it's an ambiguous message because, one, I didn't know whether he's in spirit or he's around you, he might be living with you. But now I know that he's in spirit with you and he's around you. In other words, he is trying to help unravel the knots with you. He's got a technical mind, or he's got a technical know-how of what to do next, or get you to do what he wants you to do next.
Okay.
So there is an involvement, and he's actually referring to your business. Forget the mayhem. Get on with the business. And the business, I can actually see you literally having to fly with the business, or go to the open road with the business. I have to interpret that clairvoyantly, meaning that you have literally got to get out of your area and you've got to expand with your business. That is where you need to focus at the moment.
Yes, yes. Well, then that is a confirmation for me. Yes, thank you.
Now, the other thing is, obviously, you're in Florida, so there's going to be a lot of sunshine. So obviously, being shown these creams and these lotions may well refer to you obviously looking after the skin and protecting yourself from the sun. But the way he seems to be showing it, there seems to be boxes of these things. Is that a sense of humor that you do retail therapy and you've got loads of creams, or is it part of your business? Because he's non-specific.
I do have products that I make. So these products
right.
can
You do
can
make
go
them. They're in. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, I know that I've tuned in with the right father, with the right daughter, with the right business, because there's a lot of these boxes and you're struggling to keep up. That's how he's showing your future. You're going to struggle to keep up.
Okay.
So in other words, he's saying, when you press that accelerator, i.e. you get the next line started, don't press the accelerator too much. Don't over-rev. Now, this is obviously, he's got some sort of memory where you were obviously heavy-footed on the car at one time in your life, but he's using it as an indication that be very careful and be very mindful that if you press that button too much, you're going to overrun yourself with work because you've got such a good product.
Okay, great.
And you still doubt yourself, even after all these years of, let's say, hard work brought on, success brought on by your own hard work. Hang on a minute, what's happening here? What I've got to do. Sarah, are you still there?
I'm with you. Yes, I'm with you. I'm listening to
you. I just heard myself talking back to me there. That's all then. So you understand that about all the hard work over all the years?
I do.
Now, do you understand the heavy foot on the accelerator as well? Because I feel that's a memory from your father with your driving at some stage.
Well, I would interpret that as the opposite. I would interpret it as he had a heavy foot.
He had the heavy foot. Okay,
he
my apologies. It's just right. Cause,
so you're right.
with, With me, Sarah, he is a man of few words, but I would imagine that's only because I'm a stranger.
Man of few words to most people.
Okay, I'm having to like literally pull this information out of this guy. I'm pulling it out, and it's certainly on a mental level. When I mean a mental level, this is mental mediumship, meaning it's mind to mind. He certainly had a very strong mind, and a lot of thought went into what he had to say. And this is why I understand he was a quiet man. It was a case of he was sure of his convictions when he spoke.
Yes.
So the reason why he's not saying very much is because he doesn't have much to say, because he knows that you only need this little nod from him to take the next step with a new product, because there is a new product that you're about to develop. He seems to think it's going to be in little white tubes, in rectangular boxes, and that you've got like a white, when you send it out, have you got a white sticker with your logo on it, and you've designed the logo yourself as well?
I do have a logo. It's not really white, but I do have a logo.
Right. What about the white tubes?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Yeah. What he's showing with the new product is they are white. They're in white tubes or little white containers.
Okay. Well, that I don't understand, because all of my product is not in a tube of any kind. It's in a different type of bottle. So, and then
right.
My bottles are not white. So.
Right. Can I therefore say that he's obviously talking about the synchronicity. He's obviously mentioning to me that you have other products to consider besides your standard ones, and I feel it will make sense. He's motioning to me within 3 years. He's complaining about a pain between his eyes in his brow. Now, I'm not saying that's what he actually passed with, but he's complaining that there was some sort of tension in his head, unless he is talking about you.
I would imagine he's probably referring more to me then.
That refers more to you, does it?
Yes.
Now, what I'm going to say, Sarah, is I'm going to thank you so much for your connection this afternoon for you. I'm going to thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to thank you so much for listening to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show and for supporting Mike Spirit FM. And I'm going to have to leave it there, Sarah.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was lovely talking to you.
Pleasure talking to you. God bless you. Bye.
Thank you. So, Mike, you're back with us, are you? Yeah. 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 Yeah, I shall do that. I shall do that, Mike. Yeah, I will do that. I will do that. So, my apologies to everybody who was expecting the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with surprise guest Matthew James. At this point, it's become the Matthew James Medium remaining 37 minute show, because I'm helping Mike out because he's got technical difficulties in the UK, because there's been a spate of bad weather. I mean, the UK has very unpredictable weather from what I remember, and yeah, he's been blighted with it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the next caller. I'm going to go on to area code 402, because you've been waiting such a long time. So, hello, area code 402. Can I have your first name, please?
Hello, my first name is Leilani, Ku'u Leilani, and I just want to see what Spirit has to say to you. Anyone crossover want to communicate anything that I need to know?
Hi, Leilani. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Nebraska, Bellevue.
You're calling from Nebraska. And what time's Nebraska at the moment? Just out of interest.
It is 3:23 p.m.
Wow. So we've got another afternoon, and I want to just say that the first connection I get, I definitely got somebody who had the stroke, the heart attack. I'm going to be bold again, and I'm going to pitch. Have you also lost your father, please?
I watched family members that were close to me, like a father.
I'm struggling to actually hear you.
Let me step outside. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's better. I've had to bump mic off. It's obviously been a Skype connection. So, Leo, can you take that heart condition with, I'm going to say, a father vibration, because I'm standing proud like a father to a daughter or to somebody.
I think it's my grandpa
who,
that you're picking up, because he died of a heart attack in the middle of the night.
And he would have stood tall and proud and been really proud of you, wouldn't he? Right, because you're making a lot of progress. And the way he's wording this, Leon, is that it wouldn't surprise me at all if you are recovering from a relationship breakdown sometime in the last 18 months, because I am being indicated that you are recovering very well.
Yes.
Now, you're standing on your own two feet, but the way that he's showing me with his own aching feet and knees, his aching limbs, is at times it's very hard to actually remain standing because of the shock and the misery and the difficulties that you've actually gone through.
Yes.
Now, just moving forward ever so slightly, there is a reference to a new man for you. Now, you're going to turn around to me and say, I know what you're going to say, well, I'm already seeing somebody.
Yeah.
But how is that relationship going? Because the way that grandfather's speaking, he's sending a new man for you.
That's probably what needs to happen. I think that sometimes, you know, you may feel something and the other person doesn't. They're not ready, or they're broken, or I think I found somebody that is not. There's only one-sided spark, and it's my side, not the other person.
Okay. Now, we're talking about a spirit path here and about spirituality, you being on a different level to the guy that you're currently seeing. But I'm seeing this. Would your grandfather's side have the indigenous Native American blood? Because that's how I'm
he's
feeling
Hawaiian.
With this gentleman.
He's half
Hawaiian.
Russian and half Hawaiian. He's Ukrainian and Hawaiian.
Hawaiian Indian, though.
Yeah, Native Hawaiian and Ukrainian.
Cool.
Like from Russia.
I've definitely got that spiritual path with this guy. I've definitely got like the Pathfinder. I've definitely got the very much into the earth spirit, very much in very, very gentle soul with his grandfather. And he's claiming
he came from a line of kahunas, my grandpa. A lot of spiritual healers that were in our family.
Fantastic. So there were spiritual healers. Awesome, because
yes.
He is definitely putting that tag on you, and you've got completion to do. And the reason he's sending somebody else in is somebody who will have an interest in doing that completion, because this guy that you're seeing couldn't care less.
Yes.
He's saying you're not saying that with much enthusiasm or much conviction. You're normally more enthusiastic than that. It's almost like you're saying, oh God, have I got that burden on me? Oh, I don't want that burden on me.
No, it's not the burden. It's just that when you, sometimes it's hard to let go of something that wakes something up inside you that's just you reflecting at yourself through what you think love is, you know, and that's,
yeah.
I'm just in that transition of letting that go and then embracing what it's meant to be. But as I go through life, I find it harder and harder to let down like the walls that I've built up by being so strong alone. You know what I mean?
That's where the voice changing comes in.
I'm like, no, I got to open up again and start all over from scratch. I've been working on this one for a long time.
I'm going to talk in his terms. Remember, when Great Spirit actually puts something on you, we have free will. We don't have to walk that path. You don't have to take the path. It's what is going to be offered to you. I mean, there's huge rewards to do it, but there's a complete understanding that if you don't take it, there's no detriment, there's no punishment. It's just you being offered something which is more to get you to your let's say your authentic self or your true self or the being that is within you. That's how he's trying to say it peacefully and not judgmentally. He's saying obviously the guy that you've got, you do have great feelings for him, but you can see the restraints and you can see the limitations that connection has.
Yes. Yes, and I do want the relationship that's going to release the higher self. You know, like we're already one, but then they become more of a one. You know, where it's balanced, most masculine and feminine energies, and that's really what I want. I mean, because you know, like a kid in the store, you may think you want to eat the whole cake, and then you do, and your stomach hurts. I don't want to go through that. I don't need that lesson. I've already had it enough.
Yeah, I can completely appreciate that. So I foresee that this will be a gentle, painless transition. And my understanding has that you've got a friend for life with your current partner, so there's no fear that he's going to go out of your life. It's just the scenario of how this other individual would come in. It might even work the other way, because there are possibilities here. I'm looking at timelines that this gentleman you might just choose to have as a friend, and there might be that bond or that chemistry there, but you choose to remain with the gentleman that you are with, that would work as well. But there is definitely a push and a directive where you'll be going more into the medicine work.
Yes.
And I mean, I'm looking by about February 2015 that there is that kind of occurrence as well. And he's also referring to you, don't be too worried about the weight. Just think about metabolism. Metabolism changes. So if you are feeling at all doubtful about your figure, worry not, because you've got one of these figures that changes, and it goes through all these different phases. So you're going to... Don't be bothered. I take it you pile some weight on. That's what he's trying to say.
You know what it is? It's not weight. It's just I've had this issue with my skin that's really been weighing heavy on me.
Skin.
Like it's been like affecting my...
Right.
Like I don't understand why I can't heal myself or heal the issue. And it's causing like rashes and swelling. And I've been trying all these different... Like, I've been going through, like, you know, the medicine, Western medicine, the doctors, and then I've also been trying to do other things and branching out, and I see some improvement, but then it's not getting better, and I'm wondering, what is missing?
As always with conventional medicines, I mean, if there are any doctors or nurses that are listening, you do a fantastic job, but the issue with the conventional medicine, as you know, it deals with the effect, it doesn't deal with the cause.
Yes.
You may well be being drawn into the traditional work of your grandfather's people to actually find something that will deal with the cause.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going back to the to roots, and it's going back to herbs, and it's going back to tinctures, and it's going back to walking out into the wilds and finding specific medicines and specific things.
That's what I've been doing.
You are already doing that. Now, Nebraska, I mean, I know roughly where it is in the U.S., but you don't actually have deserts with cactus, do you, in Nebraska, or do you?
No.
Well, therefore, you must be going to somewhere like Utah or Arizona or somewhere of that nature where there's a bit of desert, there's a bit of dramatic desert scenery, and there is cacti, because I can actually, I'm walking as the first person through a landscape like that, and I've got a feeling it's part of a vision quest that you will be doing. So that, in other words, you've got travel to do. You've got to be travel minded.
Yes, I agree.
Now, I'm seeing from our switchboard, I've got loads and loads of callers here, Leonie. So I'm going to have to leave it there for you. And I just hope that you've enjoyed your reading.
Thank
it's made perfect. It's a pleasure. And thank you for supporting Mike Spirit FM as well by listening to Mike's show. My apologies to you and everybody who's listening for the unpredictability of this show today.
Don't worry about it. I enjoy the show. I enjoy your guests and your talents. And I just want to thank you for all the blessings. And hopefully it goes full circle and you feel all the blessings come right back to you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much. I shall go to my next caller. And I'm going to go to Hammy71, which I take is a Skype caller. Hello, Hammy71. What's your first name? Is it Hammy?
Hi, Matthew. It's Hannah.
Oh, it's Hannah. Hello, Hannah.
Hi there. I thought I'd quickly call in and see what spirit, if there are any messages for me today.
Okay, where are you calling from, Hannah?
I'm calling from the Netherlands.
I know you. Yes, hello, Hannah. Yeah, How are you?
I'm great. We talk every 6 months or so, but I was just looking around a blog talk, and I didn't know you were on. I'm good, yeah.
And you were
really
listening
good to
Mike, and surprise guest Matthew came on. Yeah, I've
yes.
Got,
there you go.
Obviously, I'll explain just quickly to just the listeners. I do Skype readings with Hannah. I do it, like she says, every 6 months. So I am available for Skype calls, anybody who is interested. You need to go over to my website, which is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. My little take is distance is no object. I do have clients all over the world. Anybody who is interested in a reading with me. With you, Hannah, have you made that big... Are you two together now? Are you living together now? Obviously, I know a bit of your history because I deal
yet
with them. But let's say it's very close, or it's closer than it was last time I spoke to you.
Yes.
And I take it his attitude has changed towards you?
Well, we have, you know, you got your ups and downs, but we're talking way more.
Fantastic. Now... I'm actually getting his grandfather speaking here, and I feel I'm on mother's side here. Right. Now, my understanding with this lady, from her accent, she's still Dutch, wasn't she? She's still Dutch. Do you know about her his grandmother on his mum's side and his mum's side of the family? They're still Dutch, aren't they?
Yes. Yes.
But was he further north? Do you know?
Yes.
Because,
they come from the north,
So it is the different language. It's the different Dutch language, isn't it?
It's got a dialect, exactly.
Because I'm trying... I mean, I know smatterings of Dutch because I've got a lot of Dutch friends and I've been in Holland a lot over the years, and you do pick the language up. But this guy, he might as well be speaking the Hindu or Swami or something, because I can't make out what he is saying. But on a mental level, I was grandmother and I've just jumped to grandfather. Hang on a minute, make your mind up. Which one of you is talking? So I've got a grandmother and I've got a grandfather on one side of the family with your partner. Has he been showering you with perfumes and gifts and romantic gestures at all? Because he needs to be encouraged to do that.
Well, he's always been doing it on and off. So he would buy me things. He'd take me out to dinner, or when he has got the money, you know, or... Yeah, not continuously, but he does, yes.
They're talking about an expensive perfume, and they're talking about him going possibly into Belgium to actually source something, and it is something specifically special for you. And I'm actually seeing, I've got to say, and I might be spoiling a surprise, and it might be in the next 18 months, it might be sooner, I'm seeing a rather expensive piece of jewellery that is actually being made specially for you.
Oh, wow. Well, he's already bought me expensive perfume before.
You've had the expensive perfume. Yeah, yep. You've had the expensive perfume, but this is specialist jewelry. Now, I know obviously Holland and Amsterdam very well, and it's got some of the best diamonds and the best gold in the world. Why would he source something in Belgium? What is the Belgium connection?
No idea.
Right, I might have spoiled a surprise there.
No worries. If it's in 18 months, I'll forget about it. So
okay. I believe I've got a bit of a stuttering gentleman here coming from your side. Now, I can't remember the ancestors that I get for you, or if I've got any, but I definitely want. Oh, apparently, I'm going to go to father's mum. Okay, I want to go to father's mum. If I get a name, it's once in a blue moon. But I want to actually be bold and say, is there a John or a Johan there in your side?
This is my mother's father. So it's my grandfather.
Yep.
Johan or John or Yoni.
Yep. Right. I knew who there was, because he told me, and he said it in such a pleasant way, like it was a case of he's talking to me like he's always known me, like it's a scenario of I'm familiar to him, he wants to talk to me, he wants to convey a message through to you. He says he's actually saying he's walked through, I take it, it is an apartment that you're in. He's walked through your apartment. It's nice and light and bright and airy. And you have the windows open, do you? And it's nice and flowing because he likes fresh air?
Yes. It's a bit too cold. But I have always fresh air, yes.
Right. And how recently did you have a white top or a white dress or a white T-shirt on?
Not recently, I think. I can't think now.
Right. Right. He's talking of, obviously, a memory of when he's walked through and he's seen you. And he's asking you how your lower back is because you were rubbing your lower back. You seem to be put out by it.
Well, this might have been a while ago. Yeah, I sit badly. I don't have good posture.
Right. How is your back? He's actually suggesting to me that you do that thing called yoga, and he's saying his body wasn't supple enough to do it. Neither was his partner, your grandmother's. But you've got the figure and you've got the posture to be able to do yoga. Have you seriously considered doing yoga?
I haven't. But this is, I think, a while ago now, a long time ago, that I had major problems, and now it's okay. But, okay.
Right. Well, forewarned is forearmed. I'm not wishing anything upon you, Hannah. But what he's trying to say is that I feel you're entering an area of your life path where you could get a recurring injury. And it's all about having your posture ready for when that might happen. And I know what he's saying. I know exactly what he's saying. He's talking about motherhood.
Oh.
You don't want to be a mum, do you?
To be honest with you, I'm still on the fence.
Sorry?
I'm still on the fence.
You're still on the...
I've not decided yes or no, actually.
Well, he is, again, like I said to a previous caller, we do actually have free will on this planet. Members of spirit cannot force us to do anything. They cannot bend our free will. So anything that is actually said from spirit by me or any other mediums, we are not saying you have to do this, and we're not saying this is definitely going to happen. I'm saying there is a distinct possibility, Hannah, that you will come off the fence and decide to have a child.
Okay.
And he's just saying that the odds seem to be stacked against it. He's saying, but you just never know. I know there are heaps of canals going through Amsterdam. I've been on a couple myself. But when do you go? Is there a restaurant that's actually on one of the canal boats, and do you frequent that restaurant?
Well, I don't live in Amsterdam, so I live quite far away from it. Nothing that I can think of.
Yeah, but we are talking about it looks like Amsterdam, or it looks like Rotterdam, or it looks like another one of the cities that's got a canal going through it or a river going through it. And there seems to be this restaurant that you and your partner are going to be going in onto. And it's one of these where you go on and it's actually docked. And then whilst you eat, it actually goes up and down the river or the canal. Now, I'm seeing that with loads of fairy lights on it. It seems to be something that's happening. I was going to say Christmas, but he's saying February. So we seem to be going to February. It seems to be a significant celebration in February. I still think I'm in Amsterdam. So I still think you and your partner are visiting Amsterdam. Now, I know, I think, wasn't it your partner worked in, or lived in Amsterdam at one time?
He's working there and he lives up north, but like 1 or 2 days a week he goes there.
Right, so that's quite an easy connection for you to actually go and stay with him when he's working in Amsterdam. And I might have preempted, oh, there's the restaurant on the boat that Matthew James was saying, oh, let's go and have a meal on it. It's almost that fulfilling prophecy. Do you understand what I mean? Because you'll be walking around, you'll be having romantic nights. So I feel that you are going to be going to Amsterdam when your partner's working there.
See, I work up north. Yes, it's the
but you're due some time off, though, aren't you? I believe you're
saying that you were due.
So you need to actually take some time off and go and spend some time with your partner.
Yeah, he also lives up here. So for him, he goes maybe two days a week, and then he drives all the way there and he comes back in the same day.
But you're going to be, I mean, I
know
grandfather's going, yeah, it's like, let's make a romantic gesture. Let's stay over for once. Let's do something a little bit different. It's all about doing something a little bit different.
Okay.
I know I seem to be forcing the prediction on you, but I just know that grandfather was a forceful kind of gentleman, and what he's actually saying for you guys, for both, the good of both. Did he have problems with his speech at all? Johan at all? Because I'm bumbling my words here.
With his speech, yes, I was really small when he passed away, but yeah, he couldn't speak much, no.
Because you can understand, you can see how I'm struggling to get words out here and make sense, and that's how I feel that this is him overshadowing me. What he's trying to say is you both deserve a break. You both deserve to spend some time in Amsterdam and have some fun.
Yeah, we are going to take a four-week holiday at the end of the year in December. So we are looking so forward to this. It's going to be a big break.
Awesome. Now, what I'm going to do, Hannah, is I'm going to thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's your night time. I'm going to leave your reading there. I'm going to thank you so much, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon, Hannah.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you, Matthew.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Now, we've got about 13 minutes left on the show. I'm probably going to be able to get a couple of callers in. I'm just going to take a quick music break so I can just have a little bit of a drink and a little bit of a stretch. So I just want to play an Aerosmith classic. I don't want to miss a thing. I'm not going to play the whole song because it's 5 minutes, but I'm going to play part of the song just so I can have a drink and a bit of a break. And then I'm going to actually come back on. I'm actually going to speak to caller Good 2BG. So you are my next caller. Just bear with me a second whilst we have a little bit of a music break.
Lost in this moment. Oh.
are listening to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Now, obviously, this isn't Mike Davis. This is Matthew James. Mike's had a few technical issues with his internet this evening, so I've just I've gone from mystery surprise guest status to basically your host this evening. I do have my own shows, which is the Matthew James Medium Show. I've got a couple of big shows coming up in the next week. Tomorrow night, Canberra. I'm based in Canberra in Australia, which is Australian Eastern Standard Time. I have a show with two fantastic Australian psychic mediums. I've got Maria Alita from Brisbane, who is the Miracle Coach. And I also have another good friend of mine, Reem Barracks, who is from Melbourne, who is a psychic medium. She's an alchemist. She is a teacher, a spiritual teacher. So we've got a 1.5 hour show, which starts at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. That is tomorrow, on the 15th of November, I should say. I'm working it out in Pacific Standard Time. On the 14th of November, it is the 14th of November, yes, which is this Friday, at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I have Hollywood actor, author, and spiritual pathfinder Rick Moore, a star of Twilight, and author of The Codex of Awakening. I've got him on the show for 2 hours. We are going to be talking about spirituality. We're going to be talking about shamanism, because I'm a Celtic shaman. Obviously, he's got his Native American shaman path. We're going to talk about power animals. We're going to talk about heaps of different things. It's going to be a blast of a show. So anybody who wants to listen, obviously look out for the links here on Mike Spirit F. Those are the shows that I've got coming up. We've got about 8 minutes of Mike show left, and I did promise Good to BG that I would actually bring them into the show. So can I have your first name, please?
Jillian.
Hello, Jillian. Now, have I spoken to you before in previous years when I've been on the show, or are you completely new to me?
Maybe you have, a long time ago.
Where are you calling from, Jillian?
New York.
Okay, New York. So, I've got about five. I can give you about five minutes. So, what's your question for me, Jillian?
Okay, I guess two good things. I'm traveling to India on November 18th. I just want to know how that trip is going to go. And then do you see any love interests for me?
What happens if the two are actually linked? What happens if you go to India and you actually bump into somebody transatlantic, or you bump into someone actually there that you actually get on with? Because that's how it's indicated to me. I believe that you've been brought on a synchronistic path, and I believe that spiritually, you are being pulled towards another individual, and your life has been bent and shaped so you can meet that individual. It's like you've had a chain of synchronicities or life-changing events that has led you up to going to India. Once you get to India, I get this feeling of, now what? Where do I go? Who do I meet? I just feel that you don't need a guidebook. I feel you'll just literally go. You go here and you go there. Oh, I went here because I met that person. That person's led me to eat that food. That's led me to go to that temple. That's led me to meet that person. That's led me to stay in this hotel. I feel that is what is exactly going to be happening to you, Jillian.
Yeah, it came out of the blue. I never had it in my bucket list. I travel a lot. And now I'm going to India, and I can't believe it.
It's just come out. I know. I knew it came out of the blue because a gentleman here has told me. Now, I've got a gentleman who confesses to not necessarily always seeing eye to eye with you, and he's quite apologetic, and he's sending you these little downloads and these little inspirations as a way of saying sorry. Now, methinks I've got another father vibration here. a father that at times you didn't see eye to eye with. Is that correct?
Well, my father is still alive.
So who have you got then?
Could it be my grandfather? I don't know. Maybe it's him.
He would. The only way that this can actually work as a connection, because I go with how I feel I've got a relationship with you. I honestly thought I'd got somebody who would have fathered you, would have looked after you, would have spent the time trying to help with your upbringing, but you two wouldn't have seen eye to eye.
Maybe my grandmother's husband. I lived with my grandmother and her husband for maybe 6 months to a year when I was going to school. And
okay, and you didn't see eye to eye with this gentleman then, and he had to take the father role on board. That would fit perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't related, but.
Right. I don't want to make it fit. I don't want listeners to think, oh, he's just made that fit. I have a gentleman here who really feels that he should have done more, and he's put you to India because it might have been a place that he would have wanted to have gone to go in his life. He's trying to get life to inspire you to take the boredom away, because I believe when he knew you, you got bored easily.
Oh, well, I was a little kid in Jamaica at the time, so I don't know. I guess so. I don't remember much, but I...
Right. All I will say is that this India trip is going to be a lot more significant than you actually realize. I know I've made a connection with this gentleman because I can actually feel his fast heartbeat, like he had a heart problem, he had an irregular pulse, or he had a really fast pulse. And I think it was food indulgence myself. So there was probably something going on with the pancreas or the gallbladder, because he had a really fast heartbeat, which usually is an indication that there was something wrong with the pancreas. So it wouldn't surprise me if he didn't have organ failure or he had heart failure, and that's what took him over.
He died of a heart attack, and I thought it was my fault because I didn't like him.
so this is why you see, he didn't see eye to eye.
No.
You understand now he's gone over onto the other side and he's felt a little bit guilty. Maybe he should have done more to push you in a direction on the earth plane. He's doing it in spirit. He's got you to India. Now, you're all right about the culinary bit where you're going to actually go like the natives, aren't you? You're going to go like the locals, so to speak. You're going to eat the food without the knife and fork. You're going to try the hot foods. You're going to experiment with everything. And then you're going to go, why did I eat that? Whoa, that was hot. I can almost see you going, whoa, that was too hot for me.
So I shouldn't be scared. Everyone's like, make sure you take your typhoid shot. Make sure you take your malaria pills. And I'm not feeling like taking any of those things.
Yeah, but I mean, it goes without saying that there's a bit of sensibility in moderation. You're obviously going to have to do some health checks. You're going to have to take some health insurance with you. You're going to have to take some precautions.
Okay.
The one thing he is saying, and I've heard it from other people, only drink bottled water.
Yeah.
Because you do get an upset stomach very easily, don't you, Jillian?
I do. I think
just
I better
be
take a typhoid shot then.
I mean, I know it's a nasty shot. I mean, it's not the greatest thing in the world to take, but at the end of the day, it's be thankful that it'll avoid you getting anything of a serious illness, because you're not going to get anything of a serious illness. But there's definitely a man there. There's a gentleman, right? And I'm calling him Gentle Jim, right? I'm not saying his name's going to be Jim, but he's being described to me as Gentleman Jim. He's going to be a Gentleman Jim. He's not necessarily American. He's obviously going to be of some English-speaking nationality. But I reckon you meet him about halfway through the holiday.
Oh, wow. I feel it. I felt it before. So this is just a validation of that, because I felt it.
Are you going for 3 months?
No, I'm going for 10 days.
Well, you'd be going back.
Yeah.
So it's about the three days spot then that you're actually meeting this guy, about 3 days into the holiday, but you're definitely going back. Now, I'm going to have to leave you there, Gillian, because we're coming right to the end of the show. So I'm going to thank you so much for calling in. And I have to do an outtake here, so I'm going to have to just say thank you, Gillian, and bye, because we've got about 10 seconds left.
Okay, thank you, and goodbye. Thank you so much.
Bye. Now, this is the Mike Davis show. I'm Matthew James, and I actually stood in for Mike. I'm going to thank everyone who listened to the show this evening in the UK, this afternoon in America, this morning in Australia. I'm just going to finish with a song. I know we're now off air, but anybody who's listening in the archives will hear this section. Just before I do play this song, I can be contacted via my website, which is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. I am available for Skype readings. I'm available for phone readings and one-to-one readings if you are in Australia. And distance is no object. I do have clients all over the world. I do have a Facebook page, a public figure Facebook page. And if you go into the Facebook search engine and put MJ Medium, all capital letters, it will lead you to my public figure page. I also have a worldwide blog, A Light in the Darkness. Just put A Light in the Darkness, Matthew James, into a Google search and you will find my blog. I do have the amazing Rick Mora, Hollywood actor, author of The Codex of Awakening, and also spiritual visionary and spiritual pathfinder on the Matthew James Medium Hour. This is on Friday the 14th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which I forget is in my own time. I can't remember that, but anyway, I also have my friends Reen Barracks, who will be new to Blog Talk Radio. I've not actually had Reen on a show before, and Maria Relita, who I've had on several. They will be on with me tomorrow night, which is 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on the Matthew James Medium show. So thank you to all the listeners and the callers this evening in Mike's time zone. Thank you for listening to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. To be able to contact Mike Davis, he has a website, www.mikedavismedium.co.uk. I unfortunately don't know when Mike's next show is, but obviously watch out for further info on his show from his website, from his Facebook page, and also from the Mike Spirit FM. He has a page on Facebook. I'm actually going to go out with a little bit of a bang, a group called Kingdom Come, a song called Living Out of Touch. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.